The following Dharma talk was given at Boundless Way Zen Temple in Worcester, Massachusetts.
Our encouragement talk this evening will be offered by Alan Richardson Sensei. It can't be that simple, can it? Just this is it. It can't really be that simple and direct. Can it really? Or as another translation says, as to the last word, it's only just this. That's the last word of Zen. Can I have my registration fee back now? Only just this. Something in us recoils against that. Something that comes from years from kalpas of conditioning, of karma. That tells us things like, well, nothing good comes without lots of effort. That leads us to say things like, well, I'm still a work in progress. I'm just so far from being able to, what did Michael say, wake up. That's not me. And that part of us looks for evidence, looks for reasons that we can't be ready and that it can't be here yet. And we can find them, even when we're not looking very hard. Didn't I hear somewhere, or did I see this on the internet, that you have to go through all these phases, this series of phases, to become a Buddha? And I don't even think I'm on the first one. Did someone say, maybe I read this, maybe this was on the internet, that I have to master this series of states of concentration and absorption before I can have that big blowout Kensho experience that I read about somewhere else, that somebody else had, somebody not like me, somebody that was ready to have the big Kensho experience? Isn't there some secret that I don't know yet? Maybe it's the last word of Zen. I didn't tell him the last word of Zen yet. So a hook is thrown in the water. The greedy will be caught. But what if there is no secret? What if what we're looking for is right in front of us and has been all along? What if we could really believe that and accept it? Wouldn't that be amazing? And we've all had the experience of looking for something that was right there in plain sight. We know what this is like. Those of us who do koan work will have had experiences where an appropriate response finally came up and it was so obvious. It was right there all along. And we might laugh, and our teacher might laugh with us, because it really is kind of funny how we keep ourselves from seeing what's right there. There's a little, or maybe a lot, of Zhui Fan in each of us, who thinks when he and his good Dharma friend are holed up in a mountain pass in a snowstorm, well, I'll just sit all night. I need lots and lots and lots of sitting. And Yan To says, oh, really? And goes to sleep. So why do we choose the Zhui Fang way again and again? I love the story about Shangu the poet, who is having an interview with his teacher, and his teacher quotes Confucius saying to his students, "I've hidden nothing from you." And the teacher, Wei Tong, says, "It's the same way with the great matter of Zen. Do you understand?" And the poet Shangu says, "No, I don't." But later, we don't know how long later, teacher and student, teacher and poet, are walking together in the mountains. And suddenly the air fills with the aroma of sweet olive blossoms. Unmistakable, filling the air. And Wei Tong says, "Do you smell the scent of the flowers?" And Shangu says, "I do." And the teacher says, "You see, I've hidden nothing from you." And this time, Shangu does understand. Or as they like to say in these stories, he had great realization. So, what if that's true? What if nothing's been hidden from you? Not the last word of Zen, not special yogic exercises, not some shortcut to the top that a few know and the rest don't. What if, right here, right now, it's time to wake up? So, two things really hard to grasp in Zen practice, in my experience, and let me share it with you very briefly. One is, and not the first time I've said this, one is really believing that you don't need to be anyone else to wake up, including you don't need to be a different version of yourself, a future version, older and wiser version, a version that's set up all night again and again, just as you are, right? This very body, the Buddha. And the second thing that's hard to grasp, or was for me, is that everything you need is right here, right now. Not at the next sesshin, not 100 sesshins from now, right here. So this is my encouragement to you, and it's a warm encouragement in the spirit of Michael's opening encouragement to us all. Open yourself up fully to the possibility that you, just as you are, have everything you need right here to experience awakening. Nothing is hidden.